Rise. The NBC presents the third of this series of great plays, the age-old morality play, Everyman, featuring Alexander Kirkland. Music for the play will be performed by the NBC Concert Orchestra, augmented by a special chorus under the direction of Joseph Hunty. In the Middle Ages, Everyman, like the Oberammergau passion play of our own days, was performed periodically by the townspeople, to whom the performance from time to time was like a religious festival. It was performed in the open air, in the village square, or on the steps to the largest church or cathedral, if it were a larger town. I read from the original manuscript. Here beginneth the treatise, how the High Father of Heaven sendeth death to summon every creature to come and give account of their lives in this world in the manner of a morality play. Messenger, a performer who acts as commentator, steps forward.
I pray you all give audience and hear this matter with great reverence. By figure, a moral play. The summoning of every man, call it is. That of our lives and ending shows how transitory all our days shall be. This matter is wondrous precious, but the intent of it is more gracious and sweet to bear away. The story saith, man, in the beginning, look well and take good heed to the ending. Be you never so gay. Ye think sin in the beginning full sweet, which in the end causes a soul to weep when the body lieth in clay. Here shall you see how fellowship and jollity and strength, pleasure and beauty will fade from thee as flower in May. For ye shall hear how our heaven's king calleth every man to a general reckoning. Give audience and hear what he doth say. God's wisdom soundeth, and his voice aboundeth over all the world.
I perceive herein, my majesty, how that all creatures be to me unkind, living without dread in worldly prosperity. Drowned in sin, they know me not for God. They fear not my rightwiseness, the sharp rod. Every man liveth so after his own pleasure, and yet of their life they be nothing sure. Therefore, I will in all the haste have a reckoning of every man's person. I hoped well that every man in my glory should make his mansion, and thereto I had them all elect. But now I see, like traitors abject, they thank me not for the pleasure that I to them meant, nor yet for their being that I them have lent. I proffered the people great multitude of mercy, and few there be that ask it heartily. They be so cumbered with worldly riches that needs on them I must do justice on every man living without fear. Where art thou, death, thou mighty messenger?
Almighty God, I am death, here at thy will, thy commandment to fulfill.
Go thou to every man, and show him in my name a pilgrimage he must on him take, which he in no wise may escape, and that he bring with him a sure reckoning without delay or any dallying.
Lord, I will in the world go, run over all, and cruelly search out both, great and small. Every man I will beset that liveth beastly out of God's law, and dreadeth not folly. He that loveth riches, I will strike with my dart his sight to blind, and from heaven will him part, except that alms be his good friend, in hell for to dwell, world without end.
Summer is a coming in, loudly sing cuckoo. Groweth seed and bloweth mead, and spring the wood and all. Summer is a coming in, loudly sing.
Yonder I see every man walking. Full little he thinketh on my coming. His mind is on fleshly lusts and his treasure, and great pain it shall cause him to endure before the Lord, heaven's King.
Summer is a-coming in, loudly sing cuckoo. Groweth seed and bloweth mead, and spring the wood.
Every man, stand still. Whither art thou going thus gaily? Hast thou thy maker forgot?
Why askst thou? Wouldst thou know?
Yes, sir, I will show you. In great haste I am sent to thee from God, out of his majesty.
What, sent to me?
Yes, certainly. Though thou have forgot him here, he thinketh on thee in the heavenly sphere. As ere we depart, thou shalt know.
What desireth God of me?
That shall I show thee. A reckoning he will needs have without any longer respite.
Well, to give a reckoning, longer leisure I crave. This blind matter troubleth my wit.
On thee thou must take a long journey. Therefore thy book of accounts with thee thou bring. For turn again thou canst not, by no way. And look thou be sure of thy reckoning, for to God thou shalt answer, and show thy many bad deeds, and good but a few. How thou hast spent thy life, and in what wise, before the great Lord of Paradise. Make preparation that we be on the way, for know thou well, thou shalt make none attorney.
Full unready am I such reckoning to give. I know thee not. What messenger art thou?
I am Death.
Oh, Death. Thou comest when I had thee least in mind. In thy power it lieth me to save. Of my goods I will give thee, if he will be kind. Yea, 1,000 pounds shalt thou have, and thou defer this matter till another day.
Every man. It may not be by no way. I set not by gold, silver, nor riches, nor by pope, emperor, king, duke, nor princes. For if I would receive gifts great, all the world I might get. But my custom is clean contrary. I give thee no respite. Come hence. Do not tarry.
Well, alas, shall I have no longer respite? I may say death giveth no warning. To think on thee, it maketh my heart sick. For all unready is my book of reckoning. But 12 years, if I might have abiding, my counting book I would make so clear that my reckoning I should not need to fear. Wherefore, Death, I prithee, for God's mercy, spare me till I be provided of remedy.
Thee availeth not to cry, weep and pray, but haste thee lightly that thou be gone the journey, and prove thy friends if thou can. For know thou well, the tide abideth no man, and in the world each living creature for Adam's sin must die of nature.
Death. If I should this pilgrimage take, and my reckoning surely make, show me for Saint Charity, should I not come again shortly?
No, every man. If thou be once there, thou mayst never more come here. Trust me verily.
Oh, gracious God in the high seat celestial, have mercy on me in this my need. Well, shall I have no company from this veiled terrestrial of mine acquaintance, the way me to lead?
Yea, if any be so hardy, that would go with thee and bear thee company. Hie thee with them that be gone to God's magnificence, thy reckoning to give before his presence. Lay aside those coins. Every man, thou art mad. Hopest thou to purchase death aside? What? Thinkest thou thy life is given thee, and thy worldly goods also?
Well, I had thought so, verily.
Nay, it was but lent thee. For as soon as thou dost go, another a while shall have it, and then go therefrom even as thou hast done. Thou hast thy wits five, and here on earth will not amend thy life, for suddenly do I come.
O wretched caitiff, whither shall I flee that I might escape this endless sorrow? Now, gentle death, spare me till tomorrow, that I may amend me with good advice.
Nay, thereto I will not consent, nor no man will I respite, but to the heart suddenly I shall smite without any advisement. And now, out of thy sight I will me hie. See thou make thee ready shortly, for thou mayst say this is the day that no man living may escape away.
Alas, I may well weep with sighs deep. Now have I no manner of company to help me in my journey and me to keep. And also my writing is full unready. What shall I do now for to excuse me? Oh, I would to God I had never been begot. To my soul a full great profit it would be. For now I fear pains huge and hot. Time passeth. Lord, help that all wrought, for though I mourn, it availeth not. The day passeth and is almost gone. I know not well what is to be done. To whom were I best my complaint to make? What if I to fellowship thereof spake, and showed him of this sudden chance? For in him is all mine affiance. We have in the world so many a day been good friends in sport and play. I see him yonder, certainly. I trust that he will bear me company. To him will I speak, to ease my sorrow. Well met, good fellowship, and good morrow.
Every man, good morrow by this day. Sir, why look'st thou so piteously? If anything be amiss, I pray thee me say, that I may help to remedy.
Yea, good fellowship, yea, I am in great jeopardy.
My true friend, show to me your mind. I will not forsake thee unto my life's end in the way of good company.
That was well spoken and lovingly.
Sir, I must needs know your heaviness. I have pity to see you in any distress. If any have wronged you, you shall revenged be, though I on the ground be slain for thee. Though that I know before that I should die.
Verily, fellowship Gramercy.
Tush! By thy thanks, I set not a straw. Show me your grief and say no more.
If I my heart should to you break, and then you turn your mind from me and would not comfort me when you hear me speak, then I should 10 times sorrier be.
Sir, I say as I will do indeed.
Then be you a good friend at need. I have found you true before.
And so you shall evermore. For in faith, if thou go to hell, I will not forsake thee by the way.
Ye speak like a good friend.
I believe you well. I shall try to deserve it, and I may.
I speak of no deserving by this day. For he that will say and nothing do is not worthy with good company to go. Therefore, show me the grief of your mind, as to your friend most loving and kind.
I shall show you how it is. Commanded I am to go a journey a long way, hard and dangerous, and give a straight count without delay before the high judge. Wherefore, I pray you, bear me company as ye have promised in this journey.
Oh, this is matter indeed. Promise is duty. But if I should take such a voyage on me, I know it well. It should be to my pain. Also, it maketh me a fear for certain. But let us take counsel here as well as we can. For thy words would balk a strong man.
Why, ye said if I had need, ye would me never forsake, quick nor dead. Though it were to hell, truly.
So I say it, certainly. But from such pleasures, set me aside, thee sooth to say. And also, if we took such a journey, when should we come again?
Nay, never again till the day of doom.
Oh, in faith, and I will not come there. Who hath thee these tidings brought?
Indeed, death was with me here.
Oh, my God! That all hath brought. If death were the messenger, for no man living here today would I go that loathsome journey. Nay, nor for the father that begat me.
He promised otherwise, pardee.
I know well I did say so truly. And yet, if thou wilt eat and drink and make good cheer, or haunt together woman's lusty company, I would not forsake ye while the day is clear, trust me verily.
Yea, thereto ye would be ready to go to mirth, solace, and play. Your mind to folly will sooner apply than to bear me company in my far journey.
Now, in good faith, I will not that way. But if thou wilt murder, or any man kill, in that I will help thee with a good will.
Oh, that is a simple advice indeed. Gentle fellow, help me in my necessity. We have loved long, and now I need. And now, gentle fellowship, remember me.
Whether ye have loved me or no, by St. John, I will not with thee go.
Yet I prithee, take the labor and do so much for me to bring me forward for St. Charity and comfort me till I come without the town.
Nay, if thou wouldst give me a new gown, I will not a foot with thee go. But if thou hadst tarried, I would not have left thee so. And so now, God speed thee in thy journey, for from thee I will depart as fast as I may.
Whither away, fellowship? Will you forsake me?
Yea, by my faith, to God I bequeath thee.
Farewell, good fellowship. For thee my heart is sore. Adieu forever, I shall see thee no more.
In faith, every man, farewell now at the end. From you I will remember that parting is morning.
Alack, shall we thus depart indeed? Our Lady, help. Lo, fellowship forsaketh me in my most need. For help in this world, whither shall I resort? Fellowship heretofore with me would merry make, and now little sorrow for me doth he take. It is said, in prosperity men friends may find, which in adversity be full unkind. Now whither for succor shall I flee, since that fellowship hath forsaken me? To my kinsmen I will, truly, praying them to help me in my necessity. I believe that they will do so, for kind will creep where it may not go. I will go try. Where be ye now, my friends and kinsmen? Come to me this sorry day, lest penalty shall take my life away. Where be you now, my cousin and my kindred?
Here be we now at your commandment. Cousin, I pray you, show us your intent in any wise and not spare.
Yea, every man unto us declare if ye be disposed to go anywhither. For know you well, we will live and die together.
In wealth, and we will with you hold. For with his kin a man may be bold.
Our gramercy, my friends and kinsmen kind. Now shall I show you the grief of my mind. I was commanded by a messenger that is an high king's chief officer.
He bade me go a pilgrimage to my pain. And I know well I shall never come again. Also, I must give a reckoning straight. For I have a great enemy that hath me in wait, which intendeth me for to hinder.
What account is that which ye must render?
Yea, that would we know.
Of all my works, I must show how I have lived and my days spent. Also of my ill deeds that I have used in my time since life was me lent, and of all virtues that I have refused. Therefore, I prithee, go thither with me to help me make my account for Saint Charity.
What? To go thither? Is that the matter? Nay, every man, I had liefer fast bread and water all this 5 year and more.
Alas, that ever I was born, for now shall I never be merry if you forsake me.
Ah, so, what? Ye be a merry man. Take good heart to you and make no moan. But one thing I warn you, by St. Anna's for me, you shall go alone.
My cousin, will you not go with me?
No, by Our Lady, I have the cramp in my toe. Wait not for me, for so God me speed, I will forsake you in your most need.
It availeth not us to entice. You shall have my maid with all my heart. She loveth to go to feasts, there to be nice and to dance and abroad to start. I will give her leave to help you in that journey. That is, if you and she will agree.
Now show me the very effect of your mind. Will you go with me or abide behind?
Abide behind? Yea, that I will if I may. Therefore, farewell until another day.
Ah, how should I be merry or glad for fair promises men to me make? But when I have most need, they me forsake. I am deceived, alas, that maketh me sad.
Cousin Everyman, farewell now, for verily I will not go with you. Also of mine own unready reckoning I have to account, therefore I make tarrying. Now God keep thee, for now I go.
Thou God Adonai, I am abandoned by my kindred and my kind. My strength wasteth, and my hope faileth. I am forsaken. Come here to. Lo, fair words make fools fain. They promise and nothing will do, certain. My kinsmen promise me faithfully for to abide with me steadfastly, and now fast away do they flee. Even so fellowship promised me. What friend were best for me to provide? I lose my time here longer to abide. Yet in my mind a thing there is. All my life I have loved riches. If that my goods now help me might, it would make my heart full light. I will speak to him in this distress. Where art thou, my goods and riches?
Who calleth me? Every man, what haste thou hast. I lie here in corners, trussed and piled so high, and in chests I am locked so fast, also sacked in bags. Thou mayest see with thine eye I cannot stir. In packs low I lie. What would ye have, lightly be say?
Come hither, goods, in all the haste thou may, for of counsel I must desire thee.
Sir, if we in the world have trouble or adversity, that can I help you to remedy shortly.
It is another disease that grieveth me.
Oh?
In this world it is not, I tell thee so. I am sent for another way to go, to give a straight account general before the highest Jupiter of all.
Ah.
And all my life I have had joy and pleasure in thee. Therefore, I pray thee, go with me. For peradventure thou mayest before God Almighty my reckoning help to clean and purify. For it is said ever among us that money maketh all right that is wrong.
Nay, every man, I sing another song. I follow no man in such voyages.
for if I went with thee, thou shouldst fare much the worse for me. For because on me thou didst spend thy mind, thy reckoning I have made blotted and blind, that thine account thou canst not make truly. And that hast thou for the love of me.
Oh, that would grieve me full sore when I should come to that fearful answer.
Up, let us go thither together.
Nay, not so. I am too brittle. I may not endure. I will follow no man on foot, be sure.
Alas, I've loved thee and had great pleasure all my life days on goods and treasure.
That is to thy damnation without ending. For love of me is contrary to the love everlasting. But if thou hadst loved me moderately, and to the poor given part of me, then shouldst thou not in this dolor be, nor in this great sorrow and care.
Lo, now was I deceived ere I was aware, and all I may blame my misusing of time.
What? Thinkest thou that I am thine?
I had thought so.
Nay, every man, I say no. But for a while was I lent thee. A season thou hast me in prosperity. My condition it is man's soul to kill. If I save one, 1,000 do I spill. Thinkest thou that I will follow thee? Nay, from this world, not verily.
Well, I had thought otherwise.
Therefore, to thy soul, goods is a thief. For when thou art dead, this is my game, another to deceive in ways the same as I have done thee, and all to his soul's grief.
Oh, false goods. Cursed thou be, thou traitor to God, that has deceived me and snatched me in thy snare.
Marry, thou brought thyself in care, whereof I am glad. I must needs laugh. I cannot be sad.
Oh, goods, thou hast had long my hearty love. I gave thee that which should be the Lord's above. But wilt thou not go with me indeed? I pray thee truth to say.
No, so God me speed. Therefore farewell, and have thou good day.
To whom shall I make my moan? For to go with me in that heavy journey. First fellowship said he would with me be gone. His words were very pleasant and gay, but afterwards he left me alone. Then spake I to my kinsmen, all in despair, and they also gave me gilded words. They lacked no fair speaking. But they forsook me in the ending. And when I went to my goods that I loved best, in hope to have comfort. But there I had least, for my good sharply did tell me that he bringeth many into hell. Then of myself I was ashamed. And so I am worthy to be blamed. Thus may I well myself hate. Of whom shall I now counsel take? I think that I shall never speed till that I go to my good deed. But alas, she's so weak that she can neither go nor speak. Yet will I venture on her now. My good deeds, where be you? My good deeds, where be you?
Here I lie, cold in the ground. Thy sins have me sore bound that I cannot stir.
Oh, good deeds, I stand in fear. I must pray you for counsel, for help now would come right well.
Every man, I have understanding that you be summoned account to make before Messias of Jerusalem, the king. If you walk by me, that journey with you I will take.
Therefore I come to you, my moan to make. I pray you that ye will go with me.
I would full fain, but I cannot stand verily.
Why? Is there anything did you befall?
Yea, sir, and I may thank you of all. If ye had perfectly cheered me, Your book of accounts now full ready would be. Look, the books of your works and deeds, see how they under your feet lie unto your soul's heaviness.
Our Lord Jesus, help me. For one letter here I cannot see.
There is a blind reckoning in time of distress.
Good deeds, I pray you help me in this need, or else I am forever damned indeed. Therefore help me to make reckoning before the Redeemer of all things, the King which is and was and ever shall.
Every man, I am sorry for your fall, and fain would I help you if I were able.
Good deed, your counsel I pray you give me.
That shall I do verily. Though that on my feet I may not go, I have a sister that shall with you also. Cold knowledge she is, who shall with you abide, to help you to make that dreadful reckoning. Here is knowledge.
Every man, I will go with thee and be thy guide in utmost need to go by thy side.
Oh, in good condition I am now in everything. And I'm wholly content with this good thing, thanked be God, my Creator.
And when he hath brought thee there, for thou shalt heal thee of thy smart, then go with you your reckoning and your good deeds together, for to make you joyful at heart before the Blessed Trinity.
My good deeds, Gramercy, I am well content, certainly, with your words, sweet.
Now go we lovingly together to confession, that cleansing river.
For joy I weep. I would we were there. But I pray you give me cognition. Where dwelleth that holy virtue, confession?
In the house of salvation. We shall find him in that place that shall comfort us by God's grace. For he is in good conceit with God Almighty. Lo, here is confession. Kneel down and ask mercy.
Glorious fountain that all uncleanness doth clarify. Wash from me the spots of vices unclean, that on me no sin may be seen. I come with knowledge for my redemption. Repent with hearty and full contrition, for I am commanded a pilgrimage to make and straight accounts before God to take. Now I pray you, surefoot mother of salvation, help my good deeds for my piteous exclamation.
We will pause briefly here for station identification.
I pray you, kind confession, hold my soul apart from hell and cleanse me of my sins.
I know your sorrow well, every man, because with knowledge ye come to me, confession, I will comfort you as well as I can. And a precious jewel I will give thee, this robe called penance, wise voider of adversity. Therewith shall thy body chastised be, with abstinence and perseverance in God's service. Here shalt thou receive that scourge of me, which is penance strong that you must endure. Remember, thy Savior was scourged for thee with sharp scourges and suffered it patiently. So must thou, ere thou escape that painful pilgrimage. Knowledge, keep him in this voyage, and by that time good deeds will be with thee. But in any wise, be sure of mercy, for your time draweth fast, if you will save it be. Ask God mercy, and he will grant truly. When with the scourge of penance man doth him bind, the oil of forgiveness then shall he find.
Thanked be God for his gracious work, for now I will my penance begin. This hath rejoiced and lighted my heart, though the knots be painful and hard within.
Let me take from you your worldly garments. Every man, look that ye your penance fulfill, whatever pain it to you be. And I, knowledge, shall give you counsel at will, how your accounts ye shall make clearly.
Oh, I cannot take the scourge. I cannot. Oh, eternal God, oh, heavenly figure, oh, way of righteousness, oh, goodly vision which descended down in a virgin pure because he would every man redeem, which Adam forfeited by his disobedience. Oh, blessed Godhead, elect and divine, forgive my grievous offense. Here I cry thee mercy in this presence. O soul's treasure, O ransomer and redeemer of all the world, hope and leader, hear my clamorous complaint. Though it late be, receive my prayers. Unworthy in this heavy life though I be, a sinner most abominable, let my name be written in Moses' table. O Mary, pray to the maker of everything to help me at my ending and save me from the power of my enemy. For death assaileth me strongly. And Lady, that I may by means of thy prayer of your son's glory be the partaker, by the means of his passion I it crave, I beseech you, help my soul to save. Knowledge, give me the scourge of penance. My flesh therewith shall give acquittance. I will now begin, if God give me grace.
Every man, God give you time and space. Thus I bequeath into the hands of our Savior you. Thus may you make your reckoning sure.
In the name of the Blessed Trinity, my body sore punished shall be. Take this body for the sin of the flesh, thou that delightest to go gay and fresh, and in the way of damnation didst me bring. Now suffer therefore strokes and punishing. Now, of penance, I will wade the waters clear to save me from purgatory, that sharp fire.
I thank God. Now I can walk and go, and am delivered of my sickness and woe. Therefore, with every man I will be and not spare. His good works I will help him to declare.
Now every man be merry and glad. Your good deeds cometh now, ye may not be sad. Now is your good deeds whole and sound, going upright upon the ground.
My heart is light, and shall be evermore. Now I will smite faster than I did before.
Every man, pilgrim, my special friend, give me the scourge. Blessed be thou without end, for thee is prepared the eternal glory. You have made me whole and sound. Therefore, I will bide by thee in every round.
Oh, welcome, my good deeds. Now I hear thy voice, I weep for very sweetness of love.
Be no more sad, but ever rejoice. God seeth thy living from his throne aloft. Put on this garment, which is so soft, wet with your tears it is, or else before God you may it miss, when you to your journey's end shall come.
Gentle knowledge, what is its name?
It is a garment of sorrow. From pain it will divide you. Contrition it is that getteth forgiveness. It pleaseth God passing well.
Now blessed be Jesu, Mary's son, for now have I on true contrition. But let us go now without tarrying. Good deeds, have we clear our reckoning?
Yea, indeed, I have it here.
Then I trust we need not fear. But friends, let us not part in twain.
Nay, every man, that will we not certain.
Yet must thou lead with thee three persons of great might.
Who should they be?
Thy discretion and thy strength and thy beauty may not bide behind.
Also, you must call to mind your five wits as for your counselors.
You must have them ready at all hours.
How shall I get them thither?
You must call them all together, and they will hear you incontinent.
My friends, come hither and be present. Discretion. Strength. My five wits. And beauty.
Be already. What will ye that we should do?
That ye would with every man go and help him in his pilgrimage. Advise you, will ye with him or not in that voyage?
We will bring him all thither to his help and comfort. You may believe me.
So will we go with him all together.
Almighty God, lovest may thou be. I give thee, Lord, that I have hither brought strength, discretion, beauty, and five wits. I lack naught. And my good deeds, with knowledge clear, all stay in my company at my will here. I desire no more to my business.
And I, strength, will stand by you in distress, though thou wouldst in battle fight on the ground.
And though it were through the world round, we will not depart for sweet nor sour.
No more will I until death's hour, whatsoever thereof befall. Every man, advise you first of all, go with a good advisement and deliberation. We all give you virtuous monition that all shall be well.
My friends, hearken what I will tell. I pray God reward you in his heavenly sphere. Now hearken, all that be here, for I will make my testament here before everyone present. In arms, half my goods I will give with my hands twain in the way of charity with good intent. And the other half shall remain in quiet to be returned where it ought to be. This I do despite the fiend of hell to go quit of his peril forever after. Now and evermore.
Every man, hearken to this knowledge. Go to priesthood, I advise, and receive of him in any wise the holy sacrament anointment together. Then shortly, see ye turn again hither. We will all await you here.
Yea, every man, haste you that ye ready be. There is no emperor, king, duke, nor baron that of God hath commission, as hath the least priest in the world's design. For of the blessed sacraments, pure and benign, he beareth the keys, and thereof hath the cure for man's redemption, that is ever sure. Which God for our soul's medicine gave us out of his heart with great pine. here in this transitory life, for thee and me, the blessed sacrament seven there be. Baptism, confirmation, with priesthood good, and the sacrament of God's precious flesh and blood, marriage, the holy extreme unction, and penance. These seven be good to have in remembrance, gracious sacraments of high divinity.
Fain would I receive that holy body and humbly to my spiritual father go.
That is the best that he can do. Farewell, every man.
I go to priesthood to beg the sacrament of God, and may his grace allow me swift return.
God will you to salvation bring, for priesthood exceedeth all other things. To us holy scripture they do teach, and convert man from his sin heaven to reach.
If priests be good, it is so surely. But when Jesus hanged on the cross with great smart, there he gave out of his blessed heart the same sacrament in great torment. He sold them not to us, that Lord omnipotent. Therefore St. Peter the Apostle doth say that Jesus curse have all they who God their Savior do buy or sell, or for any money do take or tell.
I trust to God. God knows such may we find. Therefore, let us priesthood honor and follow their doctrine for our soul's succor. We be their sheep, and they shepherds be, by whom we all are kept in surety. Let us make communion.
I see every man come, who hath made true satisfaction.
Methinks it is he indeed.
Now, Jesus, all our labor speed. I have received the sacrament for my redemption, and then mine extreme unction. Blessed be all they that counseled me to take it. And now, friends, let us go without further respite. I thank God that ye have tarried so long. Now, each of you, set your hand on this cross, and shortly follow me. I go before, there I would be. God be our guide.
Every man, we will not from you go till ye have gone this voyage long.
I will be as sure by thee as ever I stood by Judas Maccabee.
I, discretion, will bide by you also.
And though this pilgrimage be never so strong, I will never part from you too.
Then let us this journey start.
Beside thee,
as I approach the grave, I'm so faint I may not stand. My limbs under me do fold. Friends, let us not turn again to this land, not for all the world's gold. For into this cave must I creep and turn to the earth and there sleep.
What? Into this grave? Alas!
Yea, there shall you consume, more and less.
And what? Should I smother here?
Yea, by my faith, and never more appear. In this world live no more we shall, but in heaven, before the highest Lord of all.
I cross all this out. Adieu by St. John. I take my cap in my lap and am gone.
What beauty? Whither will ye?
Peace, I'm deaf. I look not behind me, not if thou wouldst give me all the gold in thy chest.
Alas, in whom may I trust? Beauty fast away doth hie. She promised with me to live and die.
Every man, I will thee also forsake and deny. Thy game liketh me not at all.
Why then ye will forsake me all? Sweet strength, tarry a little space.
Nay, sir, by the rood of grace, I will thee hie from thee first, though thou weep till thy heart burst.
Ye would ever bide by me, ye said.
Yea, I have you far enough conveyed. Ye be old enough, I understand, your pilgrimage to take on hand. I repent me that I hither came.
Oh, strength, you to displease I am to blame. Will you break promise that is debt?
In faith, I care not. Thou art but a fool to complain. You spend your speech and waste your brain. Go thrust thee into the ground.
I have thought surer I should have you found. He that trusteth in his strength is deceived by him at length. Both strength and beauty forsaking me, yet they promised me fair and lovingly.
Every man, I too will after strength be gone. As for me, I will leave you alone.
Why, discretion, will ye forsake me?
Yea, in faith, I will go from thee. For when strength goeth before, I follow after evermore.
Yet I pray thee, for the love of Trinity, look in my grave once piteously.
Nay, so nigh will I not come. Farewell, every man.
All things faileth, save God alone. Beauty, strength, and discretion. For when death bloweth his blast, they all run from me full fast.
Every man, my leave now of thee I take. I will follow the other, for here I thee forsake.
Alas, five wits, then may I wail and weep, for I took you for my best friend.
Oh, I will not longer thee keep. Now farewell, and there an end.
Oh, Jesu, help. All have forsaken me.
Nay, every man, I will bide with thee. I will not forsake thee indeed. Thou shalt find me a good friend at need.
Gramercy, good deeds. Now may I true friends see. They have forsaken me, every one. I love them better than my good deeds alone. Knowledge, will ye forsake me also?
Yea, every man, when ye to death do go, but not yet for no manner of danger.
Gramercy, knowledge, with all my heart.
Nay, yet I will not from hence depart, till I be sure where ye shall come.
Methinketh, alas, that I must be on, to make my reckoning and debts to pay. For I see my time is nigh spent away. Take example, all ye that this do hear or see, how they that I loved best do forsake me, except my good deeds. That bideth truly.
All earthly things are but vanity. Beauty, strength, and discretion do man forsake. Foolish friends and kinsmen that fair spake all flee, save good deeds, and that am I.
Have mercy on me, God most mighty, and stand by me, thou mother and maid, Holy Mary.
Fear not. I will speak for thee.
Here I cry, God, mercy.
Shorten our end. Diminish our pain. Let us go and never come again.
Into thy hands, Lord, my soul I commend. Receive it, Lord, that it be not lost. As thou boughtest me, me so defend and rescue from the fiend's boast that I may appear with that blessed host that shall be saved at the day of doom. In manus tuas, of might's utmost forever, commendo spiritum meum.
Now hath he suffered that we shall endure. But good deeds shall make all sure. Now hath he made ending. To death he has gone.
Soon may we join the
methinketh that I hear angels sing and make great joy and melody where every man's soul received shall be.
Come, excellent elect spouse to Jesu, here above thou shalt go because of thy singular virtue. Now the soul is taken from the body, so thy reckoning is crystal clear. Now shalt thou into the heavenly sphere, unto which all ye shall come, that live well before the day of doom.
Here enter I, the messenger, to draw a moral from this play. This lesson men may have in mind. Ye hearers, take it of worth, old and young, and forsake pride, for he deceiveth you in the end. And remember, beauty, five wits, strength, and discretion, they all at the last do every man forsake. Alone his good deeds there doth he take. But beware if they be small, before God man hath no help at all. No excuse may there be for every man. Alas, what shall he do then? For after death amends may no man make, for then mercy and pity him forsake. If his reckoning be not clear when he come, God will say, Ite maledicte in ignem aeternum. For he that hath his account whole and sound, high in heaven he shall be crowned. Unto which place God bring us all thither, that we may live body and soul together. There to help, blessed Trinity. Amen, say ye for Saint Charity. Thus endeth this moral play of every man.
Adapted for radio, produced.